the end of an era, and the rise of neutral money. The global economic order is undergoing a seismic shift, and Ray Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates and one of the most influential macroeconomic thinkers of our time, has issued a stark warning. The rules-based system that has governed international finance and geopolitics for decades is fracturing.
This transition, though often chaotic and fraught with conflict, is not merely a geopolitical phenomenon. It is a direct call to action for the future of money and value.
As traditional power structures, particularly the U.S., dollars' dominance as the world's reserve currency, face mounting pressures, the conversation has turned to the foundational risks of fiat currencies, currency debasement, and the urgent need for financial systems that operate independently of any single nation's control.
At the heart of this macroeconomic storm is Bitcoin, a digital asset that has emerged as a potential solution to these systemic challenges. Understanding Dalio's warning, the fracturing of the old order. Dalio's analysis is rooted in historical patterns.
He argues that the world has long been shaped by cycles of rising and falling powers, where dominant nations face challenges from emerging economies.
These transitions are rarely smooth. They are often accompanied by economic conflict, trade wars, and competitive currency devaluations.
For example, the rise of the United States as a global superpower in the 19th and early 20th centuries was marked by tensions with Britain, while the post-World War II era saw the U.S. establish its dominance through the Bretton Woods system, which pegged currencies to the dollar.
However, this system eventually collapsed in 1971, leading to the rise of fiat currencies and the dollar's current status as the world's reserve currency.
Today, Dalio warns that this system is beginning to unravel.
The U.S. dollar, while still the dominant global reserve currency, is under increasing pressure from a range of factors, including geopolitical tensions, inflationary pressures, and the rise of alternative currencies.
This is what Dalio refers to as dollar risk, a term that encapsulates the growing uncertainty about the dollar's ability to maintain its privileged position in the global economy.
As the U.S. government continues to expand its balance sheet through quantitative easing and fiscal stimulus, the purchasing power of the dollar is eroding.
This creates a silent tax on savers and investors as the real value of their holdings diminishes over time.
The implications of this shift are profound.
For individuals and investors, the erosion of the dollar's dominance means a loss of confidence in traditional fiat currencies as stable stores of value.
Central banks, which have long relied on the dollar's strength to manage global liquidity, now face the challenge of maintaining stability in a system that is increasingly fragmented.
This fragmentation is not just economic, it is geopolitical.
As rising powers such as China and the European Union seek to reduce their reliance on the dollar, the global financial system is being forced to adapt to a new reality where no single currency holds uncontested hegemony. Why Bitcoin fits the new paradigm, neutral, permissionless, and scarce.
In this uncertain landscape, Bitcoin has emerged as a potential solution to the challenges posed by the crumbling fiat system.
Unlike traditional currencies, which are subject to the whims of central banks and political leaders, Bitcoin is designed to be a neutral, permissionless, and scarce asset.
These three properties are not just technical features. They are fundamental to Bitcoin's ability to serve as a hedge against the systemic risks Dalio describes.
Neutrality is the cornerstone of Bitcoin's design.
Unlike fiat currencies, which are tied to the interests of the issuing nation, Bitcoin operates on a decentralized network that is not beholden to any single government, corporation, or individual.
The rules of the Bitcoin network are enforced through mathematics and consensus, not through political decree.
This neutrality makes Bitcoin a truly global asset, capable of functioning without regard to borders, political affiliations, or national interests.
In a world where geopolitical tensions are escalating, this characteristic is increasingly valuable.
Permissionlessness is another defining feature of Bitcoin.
Unlike traditional financial systems, which require intermediaries to facilitate transactions and access to assets, Bitcoin operates as a permissionless protocol.
This means that anyone with internet access can participate in the Bitcoin network, regardless of their nationality, political status, or economic background.
There is no central authority that can block access, freeze accounts, or deplatform users.
This resilience is particularly important in times of financial instability, where traditional systems may be subject to censorship, capital controls, or regulatory crackdowns.
Scarcity is perhaps the most critical attribute of Bitcoin, as it directly addresses the issue of currency debasement.
Unlike fiat currencies, which can be printed into existence at will, Bitcoin has a fixed supply of 21 million coins.
This scarcity is enforced by the protocol itself, ensuring that the asset cannot be diluted or inflated by central banks.
In contrast, the global supply of fiat currencies has expanded dramatically over the past few decades, with central banks around the world printing trillions of dollars, euros, and other fiat currencies to fund government spending and bail out failing institutions.
This expansion has led to hyperinflation in many countries, eroding the purchasing power of fiat currencies and creating a loss of confidence in traditional money.
Bitcoin's fixed supply makes it a natural hedge against inflation and currency devaluation.
In a world where the U.S. dollar and other fiat currencies are losing their value, Bitcoin offers a rare alternative that is not subject to the same risks.
This is why many investors and economists are beginning to view Bitcoin not just as a speculative asset, but as a potential store of value that can protect wealth in the face of economic uncertainty.
Bitcoin as a macro hedge, a digital alternative to gold. For investors, Bitcoin is increasingly being viewed as a macro hedge against the systemic risks outlined by Dalio.
In traditional investing, assets such as gold have long served as a hedge against inflation and currency devaluation.
Gold's value is not tied to any single nation's economy, and its scarcity makes it a reliable store of value during times of economic turmoil.
However, gold is a physical asset with limited liquidity, and its value is subject to market fluctuations and geopolitical risks.
Bitcoin, on the other hand, offers a digital alternative that is more accessible, liquid, and globally distributed.
Its decentralized nature means that it is not subject to the same risks as traditional systems, where central banks or governments can manipulate supply or impose restrictions.
In a world where the rules of the game are changing, Bitcoin's combination of neutrality, permissionlessness, and scarcity makes it a compelling candidate for the next era of money.
The future of value may not be dictated by any single nation or institution, but by a system that is open, transparent, and resistant to manipulation.
And that's why, for many, Bitcoin is no longer just a speculative bet. It's a glimpse into the future.